Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John on WHRW Binghamton. On August 25th, 1875, Matthew Webb, a 27-year-old merchant navy captain, becomes the first known person to successfully swim the English Channel. Captain Webb accomplished the grueling 21-mile crossing in 21 hours and 45 minutes.
I'm gonna box in the Atlantic Ocean. Now the Atlantic Ocean is an enclosed space. It is I, Admiral Enclosed Space. I'll defeat the world.
Oh no, the Atlantic Ocean is in peril. This looks like a job for your friendly neighborhood, Captain Webb.
Oh no, I'm being caught in your spider-like tendrils.
It's true, I have three of those. Now,
wait a minute.
What?
Captain Webb.
Yes.
Here's some glue if you want to stick me down onto the wall of this enclosed space.
I see almost no way this can go wrong. Quickly, glue to an enclosed space! Now I'll use my web powers to get out of this enclosed space, trapping you here.
Wait.
Away!
Aren't you feeling dizzy?
Wait, darn it. Now that you mention it, I am feeling very dizzy. And powerless. Of course! Being in an enclosed space and sniffing inhalants fills my system with toxins, my greatest weakness. I think my brain is a rainbow cauliflower. Purple talking Indian, what have you done to me?
I've succeeded. The Atlantic Ocean and Captain Webb have been defeated by me.
Man, you sure do talk a lot like a supervillain.
I am one.
Oh, that makes sense. It's weird that you're glued inside this box with me. And now, I die.
Oh yeah, you're right. Well, looks like mutual defeat. Ha ha ha. Oh, no good.
And yes, that was another exciting adventure of Captain Webb here on WHIW Binghamton, which taught us all a valuable lesson. That lesson, of course, being make sure you're in a well-ventilated area when you're using toxic chemicals with noxious fumes and noisome smells. It's very dangerous to inhale those things, don't you know? Now you do. This is This Day in History on WHIW Binghamton.